What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode from Broadwood at Belmont. I am your host, Krista Selms, and with me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Kevin Koff. Kevin, jump in, say hello.
What up? Good to be back.
What's going on?
Another week. What's going on with you? Not much over here.
Just working like a dog. I'm another cog in the corporate system.
Oh, pretty much. That's how it goes, right?
That's how it goes.
Yeah, about the same. Literally nothing exciting has happened, I don't think. So that's fun. Went to a wedding last Saturday. That was fun, actually.
That's exciting. That
yeah, we'll take that. So it's back on.
So you're celebrating love. Who doesn't
back
love
Back on
love?
The island. Exactly. So that was good. That was about the only excitement. You're watching two cats. That's fun.
Yeah, I'm watching someone in my building. They're actually getting married on Friday. So
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Did you know they had the same type of cat as you, or is that just a total coincidence? Did you like bond over the tortoise?
No, so no, we were just looking for someone to we had been using someone else to watch Mochi, and then like she couldn't do it, and we had to pay her because it was like you have to bring all the stuff to her. So
yeah.
It came out of like we didn't want to bring Mochi back to New Jersey one time we went. And we had asked in the building because there's like a chat feature in like the app where you pay rent and everything, and or like a bulletin board.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, it's like a bulletin board type thing. And we're like, hey, we're going away for a few days. Like, can someone help watch our cat? And this one person got back to us. So they watched the cat for a few days. Well, actually, yeah, they got back to us. They're like, I'll watch your cat. But like, it's actually, I'm also looking for someone to watch the cat. I'm going away like before you guys.
And hey,
so Steph,
there you go.
So Steph got introduced and I think told me, but I like just might have been like half paying attention. But then when I saw them, I was like, oh my God, like these are legit like
twins.
40. Yeah, these are torties.
That's hilarious. Well.
And so.
What are the odds that it's the same?
I don't know.
I'm so confused. I thought you got a second cat. What do you thought you got a second cat?
Steph apparently read somewhere that torties are like the most common cat, and I'm like, what?
Really?
I thought they were super rare.
I feel like a tabby apparently. Cat gotta be the
apparently the tortoise shell cat is very common, and I don't know
if I'm buying that.
Here I am thinking I have like this like one of a kind rare ass cat, and it's just me. It's like getting like vanilla ice cream apparently.
Let's see. What's the most top? We're off the rails immediately. No, not type of car, type of cat. What's the most? Okay, yeah, the short hair cat. Thanks. This doesn't do me any good.
Yeah, here we go. From I just did. Are tortoiseshell cats common? Torties are not aren't a specific breed. They're a mixed breed, American short hair. How rare is a tortoiseshell cat? Not rare. You can find them through shelters, fosters, rescue groups. What is rare is a male tortoiseshell, about 3,000. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, that was something with that too. It was like orange female cats, you can never find them. And then when I was growing up, we had an orange female cat. So I don't know. It must be... I don't know
Steph if we walk calicos. Out, but, what are you saying, Steph? Who? But it says it's American short hair. Yeah. Calico. We're getting GF reveal.
Hi. So they're rare because they're calicos. And it's very rare to have a male calico cat. So the same way that it's rare to have a female orange cat, it's rare to have a male calico
Steph knows.
Cat, a female calico cat. Yeah, no, a male calico cat. Because I don't know why like the genders are weird like that. But yeah, it's really rare to have a male calico and then a female orange cat. There you go.
Unbelievable. Right. I mean, I wanted on the record that Steph could not hear me. And unless she can. She can't hear me, right?
No, she cannot hear you.
Yeah, so that's just
she cannot hear
verified.
You.
Verified. Love that. You have to tell her that later that I would reset that. But that's kind
rare
of
ass cat. Rare ass cat haver.
I had the rare. Yeah, I had the rare cat, I guess. But anyway, not a cat show. It's a hockey show. We don't need to say how, but the Rangers look like a bit of a scoring wagon this year, don't they?
They can score some goals. That's definitely
Just a few.
They could definitely score a few. yeah, I think since we last recorded, we recorded last Wednesday, I believe.
Yes.
So kind of went on a little bit of a tear.
Tuesday and Thursday. So,
oh yeah, we did a two-parter.
Did we talk about the Rangers game that Thursday?
We did. We briefly touched upon it. So yeah, they won 7-3 that day, and then had a back-to-back. They had to go to Winnipeg the next day.
I mean, that's just brutal.
The score it does not dictate like how deceiving. Bad they looked. Yeah, it's very deceiving. It was a 4-1 victory. One of those goals was an empty net, and it really realistically was only a 3-1 game. Not much better, but I really don't blame them for looking. They didn't even look that bad. Like they were a better turnaround. They were a better team. Hellebuck, they just got outgoaled by Hellebuck. I mean, like
that's pretty much
exactly what happened. Like he very much kept the Jets in that game when that game easily probably should have been like a 5-2 game, 5-3 game. Halak first time in net, Hayek first game, and it was like, yeah, you're playing three games of hockey in 4 days. It's tough, especially when two of those games are away, different time zones, and then from Minnesota, you played a pretty exhausting game, and then it's like, oh yeah, get on the plane and go to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg of all places, yeah. Like,
so
I'm also buying that.
Yeah, so tough loss there, but then they came back with a big 6-4 win in versus Anaheim at home. The big thing about the Rangers this year is what I'm seeing in the first four games at least. First game, 39 shots. Second game, 35 shots. Third game, 41 shots. Fourth game, 43 shots. They're shooting the puck a lot.
Yeah, that's
I'm not mad at. They're just rifling the puck at the net. So it's like pucks on net, pucks in deep.
Yeah.
But 6-4 win against the Ducks. Not a
goaltending battle. My God. What a weird night for Igor. An 818 save percentage. I didn't realize that.
When on Anaheim. Monday.
It's also
tough for a goalie to not to cut you off, sorry. It's tough for a goalie to be that cold during a game and make saves. So I don't really blame him.
Yeah, it was a very it was like the first game he's had probably in a while. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, and I was texting my buddy about it, Jake, because he was saying it was a very game. I'm like, yeah, you know, it's better to get those out of the way to begin the season than like have those come up like later in the season or in the playoffs, because it's like that'll kill you in a playoff run.
Oh yeah.
So you know, to get it over with, or to get one in the books early on, I'm fine with.
You would never want to get blown out 8-0 in game 5 of the playoffs. Never. I don't know who would ever do that. Certainly not the Islanders in 2020. But yeah, you really don't want that in the playoffs, just having that mech game. So hey, you take your lumps early in the season with that and you move on. You got the win, so who cares?
Exactly. Had more shots on goal, had more face-offs. 3-for-4 on the power play that night, so the power play is lethal. Penalty kill is actually pretty good too this year. Not as many penalty minutes.
Just Panarin to Zibanejad across the ice all game.
That's pretty much, move. Yeah. And it works. You know what annoys me? It has a high percentage of working, but teams are starting to pick up that, like, oh, Mika's just going to sit there and take a slap shot. Okay, so what? We're year like 2 or 3 of this going on with Panarin on the power play and everything.
Yeah,
Ovi's been in the league for what? Almost like over 15, close Nobody to 15 years, and no one's figured it out when he does it.
I think what this is fuck? Like. He started in 05, 06, so we'll say 05. This is the guy's – he's on year 17, 18 now.
Fuck. How have people been like, oh, we should probably put a guy on Zibanejad or have someone slide over when the puck goes to him? But Ovi just sits there all fucking power play. No one touched – like, I don't get it.
It's one of the biggest mysteries in the NHL. If I was a coach, I'm putting a guy on Ovi and I'm going 4-on-3.
Yeah. Just do that. You have a better shot of killing the penalty.
Yeah, I don't know why that slipped by. It still slips to this day.
It still works. It still works.
But Zibanejad? Nope. Can't have that happening.
It's probably like
a conspiracy.
75% chance of it working. but
still good.
Yeah, a little bit of a run. Got some good games. Games coming up this week. Got San Jose tomorrow. Snooze Fest.
They suck.
Yeah, they're 0-5. Could I see the Rangers giving them their first win of the season? Yeah, absolutely. But Do I think the Rangers are just a better team and should theoretically win that game? Yes. It's also, I would not be surprised if Kaapo Kakko decides to just drop his nuts tomorrow and hang two goals on Quinn's head, because David Quinn, is the return of David Quinn to New York.
That is true.
It's the Quinn return game. So who just came out today, I think he said they have a very delicate locker room right now in San Jose, which is like,
that's not good.
Yeah, you're going to be six games into the season and you're already having a delicate locker room because you guys can't piece together a win.
Yeah, they got problems. People on Twitter, I saw Sharks fans, because the Athletic writer for the Islanders, Kevin Kurz, it was the former Sharks writer, so there are a lot of Sharks fans in his mentions, and they really already do not like David Quinn.
It was a bad hire. I think I like you didn't have to really watch hockey to know it was a bad hire. You just have to kind of see what his track record is, and you can see he's probably just better off as a college coach. So it is what it is there. But so the Rangers have San Jose tomorrow, and then a two-game break, Columbus on Monday, a little – not like a matinee game.
Yeah, 5 p.m. What?
5 p.m. game. What are we doing? What a weird time.
What is that, a Sunday?
A Sunday 5 p.m. game. Weird game. You're going up against the NFL. Granted.
Yeah.
You're playing some of the mid-afternoon games, which like haven't necessarily been great. They haven't been lights out. So I'm like, you know, it's probably the best time. You don't want to – but like –
still weird.
They're kind of in a tough spot. You know, you play them on Sunday. I guess 5 o'clock is the best time you could play them because, you know, you're not going to draw a crowd on Sunday at 1 o'clock, and you're not going to draw a crowd at 7:30, 8 o'clock on a Sunday, especially against the Blue Jackets. But I'm excited to see the Blue Jackets. Johnny Hockey and all those guys. They got Colorado on Tuesday, right, and then they're on the island on Wednesday. Big battle.
Huge game. I think that's going to set the tone for a lot this year, man. I really think that first matchup is going to be like, oh.
Shouts out Ethan Cohen.
Oh, there you go. I think it's going to say a lot about this year. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, I mean, bit of a tough. Well, you guys got an easy game. Two kind of easier games. And then, your schedule's not that bad coming up. So, two of the three Islander games are in the next 2 weeks. So, then we don't play each other.
Yeah, and then they don't play till like April?
No, they play in December, and then that's it. How stupid is that? We don't play each other
three times
in the first 3 months.
The back half of the season, don't meet once.
Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Way to go, NHL.
Yeah, that doesn't make much sense to me at all.
What a shame. I mean, what a shame.
Yeah, it's like they don't even care about our content.
Right? Like, come on. They don't want to see any live reactions. Come on.
How have the Islanders been? How what's going on?
New York's team's been great. No, I'm kidding. I think we're, burn the tape of the last podcast. I think we're back. You know, they look good. To be fair, they played Anaheim and San Jose. So I don't really want to count my chickens before they hatch. However, they did outscore them 12-3, which is pretty good in my book. Just like the Rangers, they put up 27 shots on Saturday against the Ducks. And they put up 45 last night against the Sharks. James Reimer was an absolute dog, so I got to give him credit there. But I'm loving this new pucks on net lifestyle from Wayne Lambert. It's really refreshing to see, especially – yeah, guys like Noah Dobson, Scott Mayfield, they're so good at getting pucks on net. It was nice to see. I have no complaints about either game. I missed the one on Saturday, but it was kind of wild. Scott Mayfield scored twice and Robin Salo scored twice, so riddle me that one. I mean, they had 5 goals in their defense in that game, including one from Noah Dobson, which does not happen too often. I'd say you get 5 goals from your defenseman, so that's kind of nuts. But Wally got one, Bavillier got one, so... overall, good game. Nothing to really complain about there. The Ducks look – I watched the highlights, to be fair, but, man, Anaheim looks bad. Anaheim looks real bad.
They got a ways to go. Also, just a quick little tangent. Yeah. Outside of tomorrow, I'm looking at your schedule. You got a tough
– yeah, I was going to get to that.
Game, like, heater.
Yeah. Which is good that they also just to get there before that. It's good that they had the Sharks too, because they were terrible as well. You know, build some confidence, throw 45 shots. Wallstrom got 2 goals. That was huge. Lee got his first of the year on an unreal deflection, and Quarterback and Parise scored. So overall, the Sharks looked eh. I mean, they weren't terrible, but the Islanders definitely took it to them, minus a few stretches where the Sharks got a few bounces and got a few goals. Then again, it was only 2 goals, so can't complain about any of that there. Got the Devils tomorrow, who were kind of reeling, but they came back against the Ducks last night, which should say a lot about Anaheim. So hoping you can win that one at home against a questionable New Jersey team. But then, yeah, you are correct. The 5 after that are Tampa Bay, Florida, Rangers.
Both away games, too.
Both away games. Rangers, and you go back to Carolina, and then you come home to play Colorado.
That Ranger game, you need that. It's not a must win, but that's a game you really want to win, because you don't want to lose that Rangers game and then have to get on a plane and go down to Carolina and play a Carolina team that looks way better than anticipated. Shocker.
Always.
I was wrong.
I mean, I think that if you win 3 out of those, it's really good. 2 out of those is acceptable.
Yeah, if I were a betting man,
which you are,
Tampa. Yeah, I am. Yeah. Wait, you also have a 5 o'clock game on Sunday.
What?
Yeah, that Florida game is a 5 o'clock game.
Breaks for all the geezers down there to get to the game. Give me a break.
Tampa is Tampa doesn't look great this year. They don't look bad, but they don't look great.
That's the type of game that we're going to win. I could see that being a win.
Tampa's a grind out game. Florida might win. Florida, I lean more towards win. Rangers is a toss up. I lean more towards Rangers winning, but it's truly, I think, a toss up. Carolina probably Colorado's gonna be tough. That's
loss.
Colorado's tough because you play Carolina the day before in Carolina, and then you gotta go back to Long enough. Island. It's that, so the schedule cool. makers. They just had sandpaper finish, no spit, no lube with the Islanders.
Yeah, that's not a great schedule. But yeah, I think that there's a good possibility that they could win the first 3. I would hope they at least win the Florida games. You gotta come out of this with 2. You can't win 1 out of 5 or 0 out of 5. You got to win at least 2.
That would be catastrophic. Keep your head afloat.
You can't.
Zero out of 5 would have, I think, some Islanders fans, not all, but some, calling for Lane Lamberton.
Oh, probably. There's always over.
The Twitter eggs would be saying to sell the franchise.
The eggs would be furious. But yeah, I think sell the franchise. Yeah, I don't know. There's definitely winnable games there. The Ranger one is big, obviously, but I think Carolina is definitely a loss. I think Colorado's probably a loss. So it's up to those first 3 games that you kind of got to win at least 2.
Yeah, big news coming out of Colorado, though. Landis out for 12 weeks.
So that helps.
See you next year.
Yeah, that'll help a little bit. But
any team with Nate Dogg and the Kale McCarr is going to be it's going to be tough, but yeah, the Islanders look pretty good. They're playing good defensively. They got Sorokin. I'm hoping he pulls a few Shesterkin games out of his hat to keep the Islanders in it like he's done before. So I'm confident there. If the Islanders keep firing these pucks on net like they are, I'm feeling good. I mean, the thing that's been inhibiting them these last few games, especially last night, was just neutral zone turnovers. So they can clean that up. I think they'll be A-okay. Pelech and Pulock look beautiful together, as always. Dobson's looking great. So he's got such a great ability to get the puck on net. It's kind of unbelievable. He's got 5 points in 3 games, I think. And Romanov, he needs some seasoning.
Should have sold him while the value was high.
Oh, jeez. Whoops. Sorry about that. Yeah, I said, what did I say? I was like, oh, I don't know about Wallstrom. And then he scores 3 goals in 2 games. Like, all right. But the mush is so great at this point. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's so crazy. But yeah, thank God I'm not a GM, because I would have looked to move Dobson. But yeah, he looks awesome. Romanov, he's looking good. I can see his appeal. He hits everything in sight, man. But as we know from when he demolished whatever his name was in preseason, I forget who it was.
Trocheck,
yeah. But his offensive puck skills just aren't there yet. It makes a lot of turnovers, a lot of
strange passes, but I think once he gets some seasoning with the team, he's going to be a really good player. I think if he progresses, he's definitely going to be worth that pick, but he'll get there. They're looking better than they were in the preseason. And then Salo Mayfield, the last two games, at least they look like they're a good pair. I mean, Salo had that really tough first game, but credit to Lambert there. He kept him in. I think Barry Trotz probably would have taken him out. And I also think something happened last night. Wallstrom had two goals. It was late in the game, empty net. Lambert put him out there. So there's got to be something there. Barry Trotz, all love to him, would have never done that with Wallstrom. Probably would have never kept Salo in either. So I'm kind of liking that. Maybe it's Lambert trying to endear himself a little bit. Maybe it's just his philosophy. But you love to see letting the young kids play.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's what you need sometimes. But that was about all with the Islanders. We'll see how this next – you got to win against New Jersey, and then we see where things go from there. But yeah.
Yeah, definitely got to beat New Jersey because they are
Maybe we'll kick Lindy Ruff out with a win. We always play well in New Jersey. Yeah.
Biz and like the Chicklet guys are like saying the Devils fans should feel bad because they're saying like fire Lindy like in the arena. I'm like, yeah, no shit. Their team sucks.
That's how it goes.
And then they're like, no, the team's bad. I'm like, the team on paper isn't terrible. Like, it's not a great team.
It's not great.
It's definitely not a great team. It's got some solid pieces. It's not great.
They should be calling for Fitzgerald, too. They should be calling for Fitzgerald, too. I think that maybe that's their point. I agree that they should be calling for Lindy Ruff because he doesn't have it anymore. But they should – I would call Tom Fitzgerald into question, too. I don't really know about the moves.
Lindy Ruff should have never had a head coaching job once he got booted from Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, that should have been the end of him as a head coach. But, you know, the Devils saw something that I did not see in the few years he was in New York, but they saw something.
I also must say, before we continue, I hope he gets to this part of the podcast, but our good friend Justin, the Vegas fan, was disappointed in our slander, especially at you, I must say, about the slander of the chrome helmets. He was very...
They suck. Sorry.
I hope he listens to this.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to double down. They suck. I'm not backing down. Hey, buddy, you know me. Do you think I'm going to apologize? Fuck no.
Yeah, he was like, I turned on the podcast, first 5 minutes, Vegas slander. I was like... He agreed that the mustard jerseys were terrible, to be fair. So
those are
awful.
They reverse retro... Like, thing is, like, Seattle has more juice in terms of, like, doing a reverse retro because they at least had, like, some teams and some sort of, like, heritage, like, a long time ago. So it's, like, the stuff that's come out, that like, what their reverse retro is going to look like, it's cool. Vegas stuff, they're kind of in a tough spot because you can't really reverse retro a franchise that's, what, 8, 7, 6 years old at this point.
Not even 5. About to be 6.
Yeah, it's like those red jerseys were fine. They looked worse than I thought they were going to. They didn't really do anything for me. And the new ones they have, it's just kind of like it's.
They're kind of nice.
They're nice, but it's just kind of like, you know what? It's just a testament of time. The diagonal letters look great on anyone's fucking chest. So it's like
except for the Rangers. They're out. And the Penguins. You know what? I'm throwing the Penguins in there too.
I as much as I fucking hate the Penguins, I kind of like their Pittsburgh.
Those
are gas. No, you know what? No, fuck it. The only team that made it look bad are the fucking Hurricanes, and I saw their reverse retro coming out.
Ooh, that was bad.
Canes look terrible. And I saw their reverse retro. They are the most, and I truly mean this. They are the most just uninspired, unimaginative, just bottom of the. They're just scraping the barrel with this Whaler stuff. It's like, dude, the Whalers have not existed in what, 30 years? You gotta give it up. Like,
it's like they're spitting on their grave. It's just really disrespectful.
It's like they went with the green and blue. It's like, okay, that's not really a reverse retro. You just kind of retroed a jersey. And then they went with the gradient one the last time. I was like, all right, that, or whatever it was. It sucked. It wasn't gradient. It was gray. It sucked balls. Now they're keeping it red. It's just their colors, but like the Whaler logo. It's red, it's black, and white with the Whalers logo. I'm like,
it's not good.
If Mr. What's his name? I'm blanking. Gordy Howe, he's Mr. Hockey, correct?
Yes.
If he was alive, I'm terrible with nicknames. If he was alive, he would be like, just explode the franchise.
They should move. They should move. Speaking of being unimaginative, that just kind of, I totally agree with everything you said, by the way. The Islanders, this happened the last week. They got rid of the siren. Bullying works. Bullying works.
Next to the one-up thing, because he said they stole that too.
Yeah, they stole that stupid thing from the Avalanche too. So
yeah, I was watching the game the other day, and I heard the board, and I immediately go back to you, and I was like, he's probably like, motherfucker.
Back when I lived at my old house, it would happen when we're watching the game, and I'd just be like scoffing, and Tommy would be just laughing every time it happened. I was like, I hate this thing.
Wait, they've done it more than one season? I thought introduced it this year.
They had it last year too. I think it's a UBS edition. Is
what they should do is, I don't know if they should just like during an intermission when they come back from a commercial, they should just play that the all the small things just to really just to really piss people off.
Yeah, but thank God the siren's gone. Thank goodness.
Oh, you could tell that siren was from 1980.
Oh yeah, the siren was so funny.
Funny, and she handled it. I texted like you. Pro. I was like, handle it like pro. Just a complete masterclass. Like we I saw the original tweet of the dick necklace, and if you don't know what I'm talking, if you don't know what I'm talking about, let me pull up the first tweet that I saw.
What's the guy's at? We should credit him.
Yeah,
not that anybody's gonna know.
Okay. Nope. Too far. Okay. So yeah, I went. Wait. Did I go too far? What the fuck? Oh, okay. No, I didn't.
We sent each guy, other wrong tweets.
Yeah. So this guy, Sean Kelleher, tweeted, "Hey, New York Islanders, bold choice for neckwear." And it's this, I guess, the one of your analysts wearing this necklace that it looks like a wiener. Looks like a ball and wiener. Pretty funny. I laughed a lot when I saw it. It was objectively really funny. And I sent it to you. And then immediately I scrolled one thing down on Twitter, and then it was her in between the benches, and she took the necklace off, and people noticed it, and they said,
"Oh, of course."
This one tweet says, "I'm fucking screaming. She took it off." I was in hysterics once I saw that she took it off. I sent both tweets within a minute. You sent me the tweet about 10 minutes after.
I didn't get the notification.
With penis necklace on again. And I was like, just check the above tweets.
I know. I didn't get the notification. I don't know why.
Brutal. Yeah, so funny. And then you sent me her tweet where she went, "You guys, I had no clue about the necklace. I never even thought of it. My mom gave it to me as a gift. And now we're both cracking up. Hope you had a giggle. Ha ha. #wardrobe shaped. I was like, that's just a class move. You're laughing at yourself with everyone else, which is like the first thing you got to do. You can't,
of course,
wasn't defensive, and you blamed your mom. Like you took no accountability for this choice. You blamed your mom. You laughed along with us. Fucking a masterclass. It was beautiful. I was like, this is exactly like what the world needs. Is like, not like, because there are people, especially if this is like a dude in the hockey world, with no sense of humor, like an old guy. If it was like a Don Cherry, he would like be on like a 98 thread Twitter rant about how youngsters need to learn a thing or two about respect. And it's like, it's a joke, man. You got a penis necklace on, dude. But she handled it with grace. So, you know, love to see that. I'm glad you brought that up because I kind of forgot about it. But
yeah, that was a good one last night.
Objectively hilarious.
I also just sent you on Instagram.
Funny when she took it off. Once you took it off, it was really funny. That's when it got really funny. Yeah.
I also sent you on Instagram, the Islanders reverse retro guy leaked.
Yes, so. I saw that. I saw that all over Twitter right before we logged on. I was going to mention it. Yeah, but I saw that they officially leaked. I don't love
that. At least there's no teal. That's a plus.
That's the one thing I was just going to say. I like the teal in the originals. That was like
there's a little bit of teal in the logo.
I know. You know what? If they did like on that collar, if they did like teal, orange, and white on the collar,
yeah, they could have done that. And then in the little slanted stripe on the bottom, yeah, they could have done that.
It's not bad, not great. Well, we're gonna figure out what we're gonna do. We're either gonna do, I think, a mini episode where it's just we're gonna rank the jerseys.
Yep.
Only like 20 minutes. We'll just get in, get out, rank the reverse retros, or we save it all for
that'll never happen.
We're gonna just go on our, we're definitely just gonna go ranting and make it a full episode.
or we're gonna give you like a 2-hour episode next week because we're gonna have games to talk about, live reaction,
a lot of games
from Wednesday, and then whole jersey ranking because we can't wait too long to do the jersey ranking because we wait too long. It's gonna be old news. So we're gonna discuss. So you're either gonna get like 3 episodes in the span of like a week, or this one, another one, and another one, or you're just gonna get a 2-hour episode next week. We'll figure it out.
We'll see how we're feeling.
Yeah, so a lot of jerseys coming out, a lot of jerseys leaking. In other news, came out today, Dryden Hunt put on waivers.
We'll find out
tomorrow if he clears waivers.
Probably will. I would be shocked.
Hey, man. There are some dumb GMs out there, but yeah, he'll probably clear and go down to Hartford, which is fine. Good piece of news coming out of that is that, you know, Gallant trusts Blay and Hunt and all the guys that he has right now, which is good. You know, it's one less guy to worry about taking a spot from a younger potential star on the team.
Yeah.
And in the long term, it's just to, you know, clear up more money so they have some moves to make at the deadline, because it's very clear that the Rangers are going to be a playoff team. It's very clear that they're going to try winning a cup this year. So yeah, they're going to be players at least before the deadline, but definitely at the deadline. So
any little bit helps, man, especially when it's prorated.
Even if it's 900K, like Hunt, it'll help. So
exactly. So getting some money out there. And then I guess another little piece of news, and it's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode this week. I don't really much else to talk about.
Me neither.
A little piece of news that came out was, which I was a little surprised about, was our old friend Gary talking about the cap.
And he said, if he asked your old housemate for a second, I was like, no way.
Oh, dude, I wish I was talking. That would be sick. But you know, our old friend, Mr. Bettman, talking about the escrow. I think it's like $1.1 like billion that needs to get paid back, or whatever.
I don't know what the hell any of that means, but
I don't either. It's kind of bullshit. The players are dumb. We all knew that, and they signed up. They signed off on this thing, but apparently, if the escrow gets paid back, I think at the end of this by the end of this season, it's not even like there is a chance. He said the cap will go up about $4 million.
A lot.
That's a hefty amount of money, especially when the cap hasn't really gone up much in the last like 5 years.
If it doesn't,
it'll only go up about $1 million. So as expected. We're hoping that some players decide to throw a little bit of extra cash in the escrow fund so they can get that $4 million. And like I said to you, when we were just texting about it, I'm like, you know, a $4 million cap increase makes a lot of contracts look not as bad.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of figure that all these GMs have planned for the last 2-3 years, because you look that far in the future when you have to. All of a sudden, now you have an extra $3 million to spend. Like,
yeah,
that's a nice chunk of change.
You're already planning for that extra million, but now you got an extra $3 million. It's like, all right, now you got a little bit more playing money. It's like it's like they handed you free money.
Spend on free agents, literally spend on stupid free agents. But yeah, it makes a lot of the contracts. All of a sudden, you're going from taking 5% of the cap to 3.5% of the cap. So
every little bit helps. Little bit helps. So
get on cap friendly, folks.
Definitely something to I mean, the guys who are the cap friendly guys for each fan base, they're gonna, you know, have oodles of fun with this new free money that they're just getting.
So yeah, that's a big one. I forgot that happened. That was a good one.
All right, but yeah, like I said, kind of a shorter episode this week.
So
not much.
Who did the Rangers play this week? They played the Ducks, and they played.
They play the Sharks, the Jacket, Blue Jackets.
No, who they played this past week?
Oh, this past week they've only played the Ducks on Monday,
and then they play Minnesota and Winnipeg, right? So
since we last recorded, they only. So I'll read my hate list. Hold on, let me pull that up. So it's still Jake Guentzel, Victor Hedman, Libor is still on the list, Tom Wilson, Hornquist, and Paul Stastny. So no one else has made the list
as of yet.
No one's off the list yet, though. I mean, Hedman, when Kravtsov gets back in the lineup, Hedman comes off the list.
That's fair.
I wonder what Paul Stastny will have to do. When you bet,
be a ranger at some point. Like, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. yeah. I don't know. He's indebted to me at this point.
Yeah. Literally.
Pretty much. But yeah, no, I don't got anything else. Yeah. So do you want to guess the player, or do we want to just
get out of here? Forgot to do the thing
we were gonna do last week, where one of us thinks of a player and then we get questions. But we'll do that next week. We can do a same player one. That'll take like 30 seconds, hopefully.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I gotta think of a good one.
Who could I use? Yeah, I think I'm trying to think of a random player just to make this difficult.
Are we doing active or?
Yeah, active.
Active. Okay. Okay. I got one.
I got one.
3, 2, 1. Mario Sydney Ferraro.
Crosby.
Oh God, it's gonna take a while. Mario Ferraro and Sidney Crosby.
Hmm.
I think I got one. Oh yeah, I got one. Oh, he's researching.
Oh God, you're on the West Coast. Okay. Yeah.
I got a good one.
Okay.
You ready?
All right. Yes.
We got this in three last week, so
we're definitely not getting it in three.
No. 3, 2, 1.
Nick Jonas Brodin.
Oh, Nick Bonino and Jonas Brodin. So they were both in Minnesota for a bit. So that's got to be some common Swedish. Brodin's Swedish. Bonino. All right. I think I'm good.
Bonino's still in Nashville.
He's in San Jose now. That's why I figured Shark with Ferraro, play with Crosby. That's what I was going for.
I was going, you know, I was like, all right, let me go more Midwest.
Oh, okay. I hear you. Okay, yeah.
I still thought he was in. Okay, yeah. I thought since you were on the West, I was on the East, we were going to meet in the middle.
That was a smart idea, too.
Didn't end up happening that way. So I'm going out West now.
All right. Who are we at? Bonino and Brodin.
I have one. We should get this.
We should get this.
Yeah.
Bonino and Brode. Oh, okay. Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Eric Carlson.
Bang. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. It took me a second, and then I realized where we were going.
As soon as I was like, all right, I went Swedish. I'm going out West. You're staying with the Sharks. I'm like, oh, dude, fucking easy. Eric. Defenseman. I went defenseman too based off your first guess. I was like, this is cash money.
Hey, we got in three. There you go. We'll think of some trivia for a player next week and do that. But yeah, that's all I got. 37. Not bad.
All right. So let me get us out of here. Yes. So thank you. Everyone for tuning in for season three. We're excited to get the season up and running. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on whatever podcast platform you listen to, or on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcast, Anchor, if you want to listen directly. Make sure you give us a 5-star rating and leave us a nice little review. Spread the podcast around. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your cats, dogs, grandma, grandpa, you know, whoever. You know, make sure you listen to it more than once if you want to. Subscribe to the podcast Twitter at From Broad to Bell. Not really a sad day. We got rid of the Instagram because we haven't used it in well over a year.
Did you officially get rid of it?
Oh yeah, it's gone. We're wiped from the internet. We're wiped from Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram is just too hard to grow on.
I guess for like what we're trying to do, yeah, if we had like a team of like, if we had a social team, you know, obviously if we had a social team, it'd be fucking huge, dude. So follow us on Twitter at From Broad to Bell. You could follow our personal accounts if you'd like, but tweet at us, DM us. We'll be doing some more stuff on Twitter as the games go on and everything, but maybe we'll do a live third period.
Oh,
from the Twitter.
There's an idea.
I don't hate that. Yeah, it's not a good idea.
But yeah, no. So like I said, do all that stuff. yeah. Kevin, you got anything else?
No, sir.
All right, we'll see everyone next week. Bye. Peace.